Hi, hello and welcome to Healthy Hair Podcast, and I am your host, a dermatologist and cosmetologist at SK True Derma with you. In this episode of Healthy Hair Podcast, I am going to talk about a very interesting topic, and that is the treatment of hair fall. So let's start. Do you know why hair loss occurs? It occurs when hair follicles stop producing hair, that is called alopecia. The normal cycle of hair goes through a phase of growth and rest. Each individual hair survives for an average of 3.5 years. The growth phase of hair generally lasts 2 to 3 years, during which time it grows about 1/2 inch a month. This growing phase is called anagen. This is followed by a resting phase called telogen, which lasts for about 3 to 4 months. Usually, in its 4th year, the hair falls out and is replaced within 6 months by a new one. Hair fall is a very common problem. But if you have symptoms like losing hair in a typical pattern, losing hair rapidly or at an early age, for example in your teens or 20s, any pain or itching associated with the hair loss, the skin on your scalp under the involved area is red, scaly or otherwise abnormal, if you have acne, abnormal facial hair or menstrual irregularities, you are a woman and have male pattern baldness, have bald spots on your beard or eyebrows, have been gaining weight or have muscle weakness, intolerance to cold temperatures or fatigue, then you should consider a good doctor. The doctor will take a detailed medical history and will examine the condition of your hair and your scalp. This is usually enough to diagnose the nature of your hair loss. Diagnostic tests usually are not needed, but if it's required, then 2 tests are there that may be performed but are rarely needed, and these include microscopic examination of a plucked hair and skin biopsy. That is mainly if skin changes are present. Now, I will share with you what are the treatment options of hair loss. Treatment depends on the type of or reason for hair fall. Pattern baldness. Although pattern baldness is permanent, the following medicines may help slow or prevent the development of common pattern baldness. It can take about 6 months before you see results from these medicines, and when you stop using them, the former pattern baldness returns. Propecia or finasteride is a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor. It works by inhibiting the conversion of testosterone into 5-alpha dihydrotestosterone or DHT, a hormone that plays an important role in hair loss. Propecia is a prescription medicine and is only approved for use in men. There are other 5-alpha reductase inhibitors on the market, but Propecia is the only one which is approved for androgenetic alopecia. Minoxidil can be helpful for male and female pattern baldness or hair loss due to age and hormones. The exact way that minoxidil works is not known. Other brand names of minoxidil may be available. Spironolactone is an aldosterone antagonist and a potassium-sparing diuretic used to treat high blood pressure. Spironolactone is approved as a diuretic but has not been approved as treatment for alopecia by the FDA. It has an off-label use in alopecia, more for female pattern baldness. It inhibits the production of androgen and also blocks the action of androgens at the receptor sites. Spironolactone can cause decreased libido, impotence and gynecomastia, that is, excessive development of the male breasts, and is therefore used mainly in women. It can also cause accumulation of potassium in the body, known as hyperkalemia, which could lead to other serious health problems. Cimetidine is a histamine blocker, which is mainly used to treat gastrointestinal problems such as reflux and gastric ulcers. Cimetidine is also known to act as an anti-androgen. It has been used to treat hirsutism in women, and studies have shown promising results in treating androgenetic alopecia in women. It is not recommended in men, as the high doses of cimetidine required to achieve hair growth can cause feminizing effects and sexual side effects. Oral contraceptives reduce the production of ovarian androgens, so can be used to treat female pattern baldness. However, your doctor needs to assess the risks considering your medical and lifestyle history and needs to decide whether oral contraceptives are appropriate for you or not. Only oral contraceptives with low androgen index should be used to treat androgenetic alopecia. High androgen index pills can actually cause hair loss. Hormone replacement therapy may be useful for treating androgenetic alopecia in menopausal women whose estrogen and or progesterone are lacking. Alopecia areata. There are no medicines specifically approved for treatment of alopecia areata. Corticosteroids. Corticosteroids suppress the immune system and are used to manage many autoimmune diseases, including alopecia areata. For alopecia areata, corticosteroids can be administered either as local injections given orally or applied topically. Local corticosteroid injections are the most common of steroid treatments. It is injected once a month by multiple injections into the bald skin patches. By administering the steroid locally, the side effects of long-term oral corticosteroid use may be avoided. Side effects commonly seen are a brief period of pain, more of a tingling sensation, and temporary indentations in the skin resulting from the local injections. Sometimes, even local corticosteroid use can result in systemic side effects. Oral corticosteroids are used in more widespread alopecia areata. These are only prescribed as a short-term course. Topical corticosteroids, steroid cream or ointments, are applied directly on the bald patches. These work better when combined with other treatments such as topical minoxidil or anthralin. Topical minoxidil is approved for treating pattern baldness as discussed above and may help hair regrowth in alopecia areata. Anthralin is a synthetic tar-like substance and is an anti-mitotic, which is a substance that prevents or interferes with mitosis, which is a step in DNA replication. Anthralin ointment or cream is applied topically to the bare patches once a day. It must be washed off between 30 to 60 minutes later to reduce skin irritation. Sulfasalazine has been used in severe cases of alopecia areata. It acts on the immune system and is used to treat autoimmune diseases. Its use may be limited because of the incidence of side effects. Cyclosporin is used to suppress the immune system in psoriasis and other immune-mediated skin conditions. Although cyclosporin helps hair regrowth in alopecia areata, the risks of using it may outweigh the benefits, as oral cyclosporin can suppress the immune system and increase the risk of a serious infection. Other common adverse effects are hypertension and renal impairment, but these are usually reversible. PUVA, that is, sorolin plus UVA therapy, is when the person is given a light-sensitive drug called sorolin, either orally or topically, and then exposed to an ultraviolet light source. This treatment does help, but the relapse rate is high. Nausea is a common side effect and worst on the day of the treatment. Hair transplants performed by a physician is a surgical approach to transferring growing hair from one part of the head to another. It is somewhat painful and expensive, but usually permanent. Hair pieces, hair weaves, or changes of hairstyle may disguise hair loss. This is generally the least expensive and the safest approach to hair loss. Now, I want to discuss with you about best cosmetic procedures for hair loss. People suffering from different variations of alopecia or extreme hair loss are not satisfied with natural remedies for hair growth because of the considerable amount of time taken to show results. In such circumstances, individuals often turn to effective cosmetic procedures that can reverse hair thinning and baldness in little time. These cosmetic procedures primarily involve different methods of surgery in a clinical setting and could be considered expensive. However, the positive results and a full mop of hair on the head make them an attractive proposition for many with baldness and thinning hair problems. Non-surgical procedures are also quite popular. Who are the ideal candidates for cosmetic procedure for hair loss? Many people opt for surgical procedures for hair restoration. A vast majority of these people are men who suffer from male pattern baldness, followed by women with female pattern hair loss, and then individuals who lose hair as a result of scarring on the scalp due to burns or other accidents. It's easy to see how these issues cannot be resolved with over-the-counter medicines or natural remedies, which is why cosmetic procedures for hair loss are an inevitable solution. Let's take an impartial look into the five best cosmetic procedures for hair loss and regeneration. Hair grafting. Hair grafting or hair transplants are one of the most widely accepted solutions for hair replacement. This cosmetic procedure is a billion-dollar industry all over the world, with a reputation of being effective and relatively painless. Hair grafting is a minor surgical procedure which generally takes place at the clinic of a cosmetic surgeon. Anesthesia to the scalp is required, while sedation is optional, depending on the patient's request and need for comfort. Scalp reduction. When hair fails to cover the complete surface of the scalp, it gives the impression of baldness. Scalp reduction cosmetic surgery works on this principle to give the illusion of equally distributed hair all over the scalp. During the course of this surgical procedure, the scalp is reduced and stretched out, hence eliminating patchy bald spots. This is once again a surgical procedure that requires local anesthesia and sedation if the candidate makes a request for it. Post-surgery, the patient might experience mild headaches and tightness of the scalp, but this usually resolves by itself in a few months. Laser therapy. Laser therapy is used in a wide range of cosmetic procedures, and the same applies for hair loss. However, laser therapy is not as popular as hair grafting or scalp reduction, and clinical studies have failed to produce sufficient proof of their effectiveness. Having made this point, it is important to state that laser treatments for hair loss are still widely practiced by cosmetic clinics, though not approved by the FDA, which is the Food and Drug Regulatory Body in America. Thanks for listening. Catch you soon with another informative topic.